it was a strange one, really. I was actually being told via a TV screen what was going on, which I thought was interesting, as I'm the manager. But no, joking apart, I think it's fair to say that nothing's changed. It's an ongoing situation. Keno knows where he stands with it. It's quite obvious he's got his eyes on the target for ourselves as a club with his performances. International recognition, rightly so, I think. You know, nothing's changed. All parties are in the loop with how we see the future unfolding. He is under contract, and if anything happens, it'll be appropriate to all parties and fit in with all parties.
You've been in this situation several times before, the Ingses and the Trippiers and even Charlie Austins and of this world. Is it an occupational hazard when a player does well, when the team's doing well, that there is that added spotlight, that speculation?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I spoke many times on the fact that, you know, it's a situation we've been through. And in the right way, we've had lots of talk about many players at this club over the last sort of four or so seasons. And I think that's all credit to the players and to the club in being in a situation where people now look at our players as serious contenders for their own clubs. And I think that's a good sign of it, you know, and how far we've come as a club.
Will it affect Michael Keane? The speculation is
it's been ongoing since last summer. So you can see by his performances, he's certainly been willing to keep his focus and with a group that has been, by the way, you know, and see through the noise, as I call it. But that is part of his future, you know. At some point, whenever that point comes, it'll go on. And all players do, and it's a part of, you know, what we work with them on here is a bigger picture approach. Of course, the pitch is the vital part of it, but, you know, conduct, your professionalism, your understanding of the profession, that's some of the things that we talk to the players about. So he'll be learning all the time without a shadow of a doubt. And this is part of being a professional footballer nowadays.
Is it a continued part of this club growing on and off the field to have players who gain international recognition and then keep them here and play top flight football? Is that kind of the next step for you to be in the Premier League next year and to keep these players?
It's only a natural challenge. It's not something we're targeting as a challenge because, you know, there is a reality to this club and it's an ongoing reality. We're unlikely over the next few years to be able to compete with the really powerful clubs in the Premier League and some that you would deem not as powerful because I know the spending power of them due to ownership, etc. So it's kind of what the club is about. It's an ongoing process, you know, where players are likely to be coveted by others and at some point they will move on. The good thing is, the thing that's changed massively in my time here, we now control them situations, which is why I was amused and flummoxed at the same time to be told by the TV screen that Michael Keane will leave us. And I'm like, well, he won't unless we decide it's appropriate because he's under contract and we're in a very strong situation nowadays.
In that respect, is it pretty much impossible to say whether any individual will stay or go or whatever until such time as that decision comes up?
Do you know what? If you look at the wider view of all of football, it's become impossible for most clubs, by the way, because, you know, even the big clubs, I mean, they're talking about Costa now, you know, allegedly, you know, considering China or they're considering him or both. I mean, that's when a fine player at a massive club have got spending power beyond our dreams, and yet they're still under a possible threat from one of their players leaving or being bought or whatever way you wish to pitch it. So if it's happening to them, there's a fair chance it's happening to everyone.